This is Twit.
This is exciting news for Google Plus users. I love this. Thank you, Jason Reinert. Reset the clock to 0 days since the last update to Google Plus. Google Plus is rolling out collections. So this allows Google Plus users to group their posts by topic. So I could create an Android collection and an MMA collection and a chocolate collection. And then, you know, if you aren't really into MMA, but you're really into Android, then you can follow just my Android collection. People are likening this to the Pinteresting of Google Plus, which is kind of interesting. I recently saw, and I forget where it was, but I saw some sort of ad for Google Plus, and the tagline was like, show what you love. It was something along the lines of sort of like show what you love. So this is kind of a little bit of an interesting turn for Google Plus. I have not gotten collections rolled out to me yet. Apparently it's rolling out now to users. And I guess when you have it in your post, you'll be able, in the drop down menu, there'll be an option to add a post to a collection.
I think I have it. I think I can show it off here.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, there it is. Collections, create a collection. We'll go pie.
Oh.
This is my collection of pie. And then now I have a collection all about pie. And if I have actual pictures of pie or things about pie, then I could put them in here and I could change the cover photo. Still kind of wrapping my head around what I'm going to use this for if I'm going to use it.
I could see it. Pinterest makes sense. I first thought like Storify, which is like a way that you put together similar posts on Twitter into a story. But I guess Pinterest is the better kind of example. If you're really into something like, oh, I don't know, Android, or really into music or pie or something, it's a great way to group, like, here are all my posts about this topic.
I think
that's pretty cool.
Is true.
You're curating yourself, which is kind of interesting.
But so then when I follow Jason, can I say, just show me the pie? I just want the pie?
Or, yeah.
Okay.
Just, listen, just show me the pie. I came here for one reason and one reason alone. Just show me the pie.
I realize you do all these shows about Android and everything, but you have a collection about pie, and that's really all I care about.
Listen,
so.
I understand the music. I understand the kids. I'm just here for the pie.
Hand it over. Generally, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you're picking it. You understand.
Just show me
it's
the
all
pie.
About the pie. I get it. It's cool.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, well, I still have to fit this into my life, though.
The pie? You know,
that's
the collections. Yeah,
the collections.
The curation.
Yeah.
It's extra work. Yeah. It's curation. You have to curate yourself. You have to, like, split yourself into...
Well, we're all into buckets of what we're into. I mean, like, you know, like I go take pictures of bands when I go see them. I would put that in a live music collection like that.
So I've created an Android collection. Now I'm just creating a post. Is there somewhere on here for me to say?
Yeah, do the menu, do the thing there.
Nope, disable reshares, disable comments. Do I have to actually go into collections in order to do that though?
That's you should be able to add.
Oh, maybe if you add from there.
Oh, wait,
go back. Go back up there, and collections.
There it is.
Circles, communities, collections. There you go.
Okay,
wow, circles, communities, collections.
Yep. Okay.
So then you put in an Android.
Although I have to change that graphic because that has nothing to do with...
Hit that.
Removing circles and people. Selecting this will remove any circles and people you have selected to share with. Okay. So now it's just going to Android.
But is it only going to people who subscribe to your Android collection?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Test. Sorry for the most boring first post to my Android collection ever. Test. And now on yours. This is science right here.
This is live, people.
Signing in. Obviously, you never use Google Plus.
No, there we go. Okay. Signing in.
Right, wait, so there's a little collection.
All right, so yeah, I see it under this post belongs to a collection. Taps on the collection to see more posts, but it doesn't come up in my feed.
So it won't come up in your feed. Oh, interesting. Okay.
So how would you ever find it?
You'd have to know that I created that. Oh.
Yeah.
So. Well, that's kind of a problem.
You like click on the collection. And it's like just show me all the posts in the collection. So it seems like a way to drill down.
I think the problem that I see though is I have a lot of people following me for my Android posts. How would they necessarily know how would all those people that want to follow my Android posts, other than me sharing it, which is what I do, but not all of them would see me sharing it saying, hey, I'm posting all my Android stuff to this Android collection now. I will lose people that follow that.
No, but it says I'm following it.
Okay. Mm. Okay, I'm confused. Oh, people in the chat room are saying collection appears in the feed.
Okay, maybe I just...
Okay. So then what you could do as a user is you could go into that collection and unfollow it if you don't want to see it anymore.
Sure.
So you can opt out of seeing it anymore if you actually don't want it. Okay. As long as it appears in the feed
still. Oh, yeah,
there
it is.
Okay, so there it is. All right.
Yep. And Nigel sees it.
Hey.
Good job, Nigel.
Thank you, Nigel, for confirming that. It wouldn't have been worth it to me if I knew I was going to risk... You know,
yeah, no, it shows up in the feed,
not going to everybody that wanted
Gina
to
was more important than that post, apparently. Google decided.
Well,
so.
I would agree with that.
That's a very dramatic photo, Gina.
I miss California, man. That's making me really miss California.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
There you go.
Live plus wanting.